Next, we go to India and the latest on the attacks in Mumbai. Indian commandos are fighting at least one remaining gunman at the Taj Hotel. Since the attacks were launched Wednesday, at least 150 people have been killed, and the names of the American casualties are beginning to come out. In a moment, we'll hear the story of a father and daughter from Virginia. Both were shot to death. First, Indian security forces stormed the Jewish Community Center today, where attackers had taken hostages. Inside, they found five bodies. Among the dead were the young couple in charge of the center, Rabbi Gavriel Holzberg and his wife, Rivka. They were part of an ultra-Orthodox group based in Brooklyn. NPR's David Folkenflik sent this report from the group's headquarters.
Members of the Chabad Lubavitch movement streamed into the synagogue at its headquarters in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Crown Heights today to pray, hoping against hope that the Holzbergs and the others held hostage might somehow emerge alive. Rabbi Abraham Leder said Holzberg's family was headed to Israel.
What I saw these last few days, the suffering of the family, the sisters and the father and the mother, I took him last night to the airport to see him crying. They don't know what's going on.
But official word came later. Rabbi Yehuda Krinsky oversees Chabad's educational efforts around the world, and he spoke during a press conference at a nearby museum.
This news is fresh, and the wound is raw. Words are inadequate to express our outrage and deep pain at this tragic act of cold-blooded murder of innocent men, women, and children, fueled by causeless hatred.
Gavriel Holzberg's last known telephone call went to an official at the Israeli consulate. He revealed there were gunmen in the center, and then the phone went dead. 5 years ago, the Holzbergs moved to Mumbai to tend to Jewish residents, tourists, and business travelers. They raised money to pay for land for what became known as Nariman House. Rabbi Krinsky said it was a big success.
In a very short time, their home and center became a thriving hub of goodness and kindness, as they dispensed their blend of gracious open-heartedness to the local Jewish community and to thousands of tourists and business people who frequented Mumbai.
Rabbi Holzberg was 29. He grew up in Crown Heights. Rabbi Moshe Kotlarsky spoke tearfully of him at the press conference.
Never saw him without a smile. In the most trying of times, he was always cheerful. He greeted everyone pleasantly. And the reports that we have always heard from around the world was one of a real mensch.
His Israeli-born wife, Rivka, was 28. Her parents are traveling from Israel to Mumbai to take custody of the slain couple's infant child, who was rescued unharmed by his nanny. Upstairs at the second floor of the Lubavitch Museum, a group of young bearded men gathered. Rabbi Abraham Leder said they were starting to pray.
They're putting their prayers for strength, you know, for the family, prayers for the deaf, you know, and there's a few Psalms of David what we're going to say today.
The couple's son will turn two on Saturday. His parents will be buried in Israel, probably on Sunday. They were set to oversee expansion of a new Chabad center in Bangalore. As for the Chabad outreach abroad, Rabbi Krinsky said, quote, nothing deters us. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.